everyone. Today I'm going to talk about resistance mechanism in our salad crop. Lettuce is one of the most important vegetable crop grown throughout the world in terms of consumption, production, and export. And it suffers great economic losses due to several insect pest feeding like leaf miner, banded cucumber beetle, cabbage looper, and beet armyworm. To manage these insect pests, growers have to depend highly on pesticide usage. So host plant resistance is an eco-friendly sound adjunct to the chemical control. A high level of resistance has been known in a romaine lettuce cultivar called Valmain compared to a closely related cultivar called Thalgozamine against leaf miner, banded cucumber beetle, cabbage looper, and beet armyworm. So here, as you can see, beet armyworm larva feeding is pretty much less on the resistant cultivar Valmain compared to a susceptible cultivar called Thalgozamine. So now we know Valmain has a resistance against four insect species: leaf miner, banded cucumber beetle, cabbage looper, and beet armyworm. So our next question is, what's the mechanism of resistance? Lettuce is a lenticiferous plant, means upon wounding, it releases a milky substance called latex, and latex is a known defense in against insects in certain plants like milkweed, mulberry, chicory, papaya, and fig. So I hypothesize that latex is also playing a defensive role in Valmain. To test this hypothesis, in my previous studies, I performed choice and no choice tests using artificial dye disc, and each experimental unit I had two dye discs. Under choice test, I gave a choice choice to the beetles between Valmain and Thalgozamine latex, Valmain and control, Thalgozamine and control, and under no choice condition, both the discs were treated with the same kind of latex. So after 16 hours, what I found, that Valmain latex significantly reduced the diet consumption by banded cucumber beetle compared to Thalgozamine. So now we know multiple insect resistance in Valmain is mediated through latex. So the first objective of my study was to isolate different compounds from the latex of resistant Valmain using differential solvent extraction, means by dissolving latex in different solvents. So for this, I extracted the latex and dissolved in four different solvents: water, water methanol 50-50, water methanol 20-80, and methylene chloride. So I had 15 different treatments set up under no choice conditions using artificial dye discs, where both the discs were treated with same kind of solvent extract. So there were 15 treatments, 5 for Valmain and 5 for Thalgozamine, including fresh latex. And there were 5 controls, so one dye which was kept untreated, and the other 4 dyes were treated with 4 pure solvents. For the solvent extraction, I extracted 70 microliter of latex from single plant and dissolved in 10 times volume of the solvent, and then centrifuged at 1200 G. And after 20 minutes, I collected the supernatant and then reduced back to the original volume, and then applied 70 microliter of latex solvent extract on the dye. And for the control, I applied directly the fresh latex on the dye, 70 microliter. For the experimental setup, each experimental unit had 2 dye discs, as I told you before, and in each unit I released 3 pairs of unfed banded cucumber beetles. And the beetles were allowed to feed for 16 hours, and then there were 15 replications. Observations were made on the number of insects feeding off at 15, 30, 60, and 90 minutes after release, and dry rate of dye consumption were also calculated after 16 hours. For statistical analysis, analysis of variance were performed using ProxGLM, and means were separated using Tookie test. So here comes the results for the first objective, isolation of different compounds. I took observation on the number of insects feeding on diet at 15, 30, 60, and 90 minutes after release. But due to anonymity of the data, I'm just presenting number of insects feeding on diet this after 90 minutes of release. So in case of Valmain, the number of insects feeding on the dye treated with water methanol 2080 was significantly less, and which was same as that of the dye treated with the fresh latex. And the next step, this graph represents the dry weight of the diet consumed after 16 hours. Beetles also consume significantly less when the diet was treated with the water methanol 2080, and which was same as that of the fresh latex creature diet. So now we know the Walman latex extracted with water methanol 2080 is highly detrient. So the next objective was to further isolate the detrient compounds from the Walman latex using bioassay directed fractionation of water methanol 2080 crude extract. I named it the crude extract. So for the fractionation of this crude extract, I passed this crude extract through a C18 cartridge, which can retain known polar compounds, and then collected the unbound fraction. And then I bioassayed this unbound fraction and found that it was highly detrient. To further fractionate this unbound fraction, I passed it through a cation exchange cartridge, which can retain positive ions. So, and then I collected the unbound fraction, and I again tested this unbound fraction, and it didn't have any detrient activities. So it seems that the detrient compounds were retained on the cation exchange cartridge. To wash off these cations or these detrient compounds, I washed this cation exchange cartridge with 0.5 molar sodium chloride, and then collected the fraction. And then I bioassayed this fraction, and I found that it was highly detrient. So I named it strong cation exchange extract. In the next step, I ran this strong cation exchange extract on LC-MS for 40 minutes, and then collected fractions after every minute. And then in the next step, I bioassayed each fraction in a similar way under no choice condition by applying on the artificial diet disc. So experimental setup was pretty much the same. I used two diet discs, and three pairs of embedded cucumbers were released in each container, and beetles were allowed to feed on 16 hours, and there were six replications. And the observations were made in the similar way after 50, 30, 60, and 90 minutes after release, and dry weight was also calculated, and for statistical analysis, ProcGLM was used, and means were separated using Tukey's test. Here comes the results for the second objective. This graph also represents the number of insects feeding after 90 minutes. Due to anonymity of the data, I'm just presenting after 90 minutes. So the number of insects feeding on diet treated with the fraction between 3 and 4 minutes was significantly less, and which was same as that of the diet that on the diet treated with strong cation exchange extract and crude extract. This graph represents the diet consumption after 16 hours. The diet consumption was significantly less also when the diet was treated with the fraction between 3 and 4 minutes, and which was same as that of the strong cation exchange treated and the crude extract treated diet. So based on the LC-MS data, it seems that there are more than 10 compounds are present in the fraction between 3 and 4 minutes. And some of these fractions have substituted aromatic ring structures. So in conclusion, Walman latex significantly reduced the diet consumption by the banded cucumber beetles compared to talguzamine latex. When Walman latex was extracted with water methanol 2080, it also reduced the diet consumption by banded cucumber beetle. So, and further, the retention of detrient compounds on cation exchange cartridge suggests that these compounds are basic in nature. And based on LC-MS data, it seems that more than 10 compounds are present in the fraction between 3 and 4 minutes, and some of these compounds have substituted aromatic structures. So on the whole, the successful isolation of feeding detrients from the crude extract provides convincing evidence of a biochemical basis of post-plant resistance in Walman. So in future, chromatographic analysis of the fraction between 3 and 4 minutes will be done, and the active peaks will be collected. And regarding the significance of my study, by knowing the mechanism of resistance, it will help in the development of improved lettuce cultivars, and it may also help in the faster method of screening under conventional breeding techniques, and ultimately acceptance of these improved cultivars by the growers under IPM program may help in cutting down pesticide usage. With this, I'm happy to take any questions. I think so. It's the same mechanism because I didn't tell you, we tested it for whitefly and aphids. This cultivar does not have a resistance mechanism against most of the sucking insects. But probably in case of leaf miner, when they hit the lattices, which contain latex, they might accidentally come in contact with the latex, and then they don't like this cultivar. That could be the reason. In case of leaf miner too. Yes.
This variety, where is this in its development stage?
Well, it was released long ago, probably in 1986, but it is a kind of abandoned variety because of other demerits, like it's very prone to bolting due to high temperature, sudden increase in temperature, plus it's susceptible to some pathogen disease also. So right now, one of the my committee member, who is a breeder, he is trying to transfer this resistance to another, like favorable other improved lettuce cultivars, like which are available in the market.